Money FM 89.3, the best of Saturday mornings. Singapore Home Brew on Money FM 89.3.
The Walt Disney Company, Disney Plus, has a fantastic pop-up event right now at Vivo City Atrium, something for the whole family. Here to talk about it is Rachel Fong, the head of integrated marketing, C and brand management, APAC, at the Walt Disney Company. Big title. Rachel, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
All right, so you've got this great pop-up at Disney, a Disney Plus pop-up at the Vivo City Atrium. It's called the Disney Plus Home, A Story for Everyone. What's it about?
So you know what will make Singaporeans happy?
Go on. Yeah.
Oh, I see what you did there.
Very good.
So we have put together this amazing event. It's happening right now, actually throughout this entire week and all through tomorrow. So you, everyone have to head down right now.
Yeah, today or tomorrow, get
today
down
or
there.
Tomorrow. Yep. It's at Vivo City at the Central Atrium. Everyone is familiar with that mall. And we have put together a very amazing event. It's inspired by a home. Therein lies the name, Disney Plus Home. And we want to bring everyone out of the comfort of their couches at home to the cozy setup that we have put together. Mm. And in this event, we want Singapore viewers to be able to explore and experience content that's on our platform that they may never have been aware of before.
I see. Wow, wonderful. That's a very interesting event that you've set up so far. Why do you think you wanted to approach this event differently as compared to the past Disney events?
This is actually our first Disney Plus event that we are putting together.
Okay.
And as the name suggests, we want everyone to know that there's a story for everyone on the platform.
Yeah.
And that's how we have divided the area at the event as well. You will enter into the space and you will enter into a living room. With a huge TV, comfortable couches where you can experience all of our 4K content.
Wow.
That is on the platform, including Avatar, Loki, the creator most recently. And then there's, as you step into the next area, which is let's go into the study next. That's where you will find all the musical memoirs that's on Disney Plus. I have to mention Taylor Swift, which Neil mentioned earlier on as well. So for those of you who couldn't catch her in concert while she was in Singapore, her entire concert plus 4 bonus songs is now on our platform.
Just on that, I saw this week, Rachel, it had something like record-breaking figures Disney Plus. Did you see this? They've just dropped, very smart Disney Plus, they've just dropped the Eras Tour live on their Disney Plus platform, and the figures are through the roof.
Yes, and we obviously we want to bring content to consumers according to what they want to see.
Yeah,
and clearly this has showed results for it.
Mm. So you've got this pop-up event at Vivo City Atrium. Very clever idea, as you said, set up as a home, 4 different themed rooms, musical memoirs, couch surfers, countertop stories, and the sweet escape. How did you and your organizers, planners, decide what to include? What was the thinking behind it?
So this event that we are putting together is actually part of a larger brand campaign that we launched since February. It's called There's a Story for Everyone. So in the same way, we are trying to bring different titles of different genres to Singapore viewers that they may not have considered before. So for example, like we are putting together 2 titles that previously you might not have thought about. So let's say if you enjoy watching Mandalorian.
Which I do.
You do, right? Mm. So he is like the babysitter that he never expected to be. Mm. And then we are introducing Jungle Book at the same time. So Jungle Book as well is very similar in that sense. And then also we have Moon Knight. We have put Moon Knight together with Vigilante, which is a Korean title.
Oh.
So they are both vigilantes, but you may not have known that you might enjoy one because you enjoy the other.
Fantastic.
Wow. I mean, are you able to share with us what Singaporeans, what kind of content Singaporeans usually veer towards and what you would like them to at least explore?
What's been the response so far?
What's been the response,
So Singaporeans, we like variety. So our favorite titles on the platform ranges from your, obviously, all the great Disney movies that we have, to the Hollywood series, you know, the long-running Grey's Anatomy, Modern Family.
Oh, that's great.
And it goes all the way to the East, where you have Korean originals that Singaporeans really spend a lot of time watching as well. So, and that is what we want to bring across through our campaign as well, that we have titles, we have the breadth of content that we have put together on the platform for everyone. Mm.
We've just basically described my wife's weekend viewing. She watches Modern Family. She loves Grey's Anatomy. Those are her shows.
Yeah.
Always. She loves those shows. We're talking with Rachel Fong, the head of integrated marketing at the Walt Disney Company, about the fantastic new pop-up interactive event down at Vivo City Atrium, the Disney Plus Home, a story for everyone. It's on throughout the weekend. Get down there with your families. It's a great day out for all of you. What I want to know is, you've mentioned a few of your shows there, but as you know, these streaming platforms now, they have so many options, you can never choose. What are some of the lesser lights, or maybe one or two shows that get overlooked, or movies that you think Singaporeans should be watching in 2024?
In 2024, we actually have a very exciting lineup of shows coming up. And just going back to our platform as well, yes, you mentioned, like, today I think consumers have a variety of options out there. And on Disney Plus, I think, again, through this campaign, we have actually an extensive library of content on our style tile on the platform, if you're familiar with it. And I think I really want to call out for viewers to explore that extensive library of content that we have. We have shows that you may know, but you may not know that it's on the platform.
Yeah.
You know, for example, everyone's favorite, The Simpsons, Family Guy. Did you know that Independence Day is on Disney Plus as well? And there are a lot of award-winning shows that I love too.
Yeah.
That's on there. Hidden Figures.
Great film.
Yes. So I think through this event and campaign, we really want people to explore deep into our platform and library and discover shows that they may not have known before.
Yeah, I'm just going to add, all of the Planet of the Apes movies are on Disney Plus, and I am obsessed. I am obsessed with the Planet of the Apes.
I can see a little bit of that, the similarity.
I love,
growing on you, Neil.
I'm talking about the original. They've got all the original Planet of the Apes movies. Yeah. On Disney Plus, I love them. That's what the beard is.
Yeah, the scrubby look, you know, I can see.
That's right. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
It's essentially my family autobiography, the Planet of the Apes series.
Okay. All right. Now, Rachel, can you share with us how is this putting you ahead of competition, especially with tons of streaming services out there? You know, from the likes of Netflix, you know, Amazon. How does this put you ahead and Disney's plan ahead in Asia?
At Disney, I think we are constantly putting together content and producing content according to what our subscribers want to watch, which explains the variety and the breadth of content that we have on our platform. And just to point out a few exciting upcoming titles that people should look out for. So I mentioned earlier on Taylor Swift, that content is already on. We have Shogun, which I think everyone should catch if you haven't. Shogun is already on Disney Plus right now as well. It's an adaptation of James Clavell's best-selling novel. And production design is beautiful. I think that's what everyone who has watched it is saying on social media.
Right.
Grey's Anatomy Season 20, the finale, is coming up as well. And if you want to, you can catch up on all previous 19 seasons that's on the platform too.
Yeah, it's a long commitment. You know, I tried for the first season.
Yeah.
I'm not much of a commitment guy, you know. I stopped at halfway through.
My wife is just going through the whole thing.
Wow.
But it's very interesting what you say, Rachel, because now with the streaming platforms and algorithms, you can measure who's watching what and when.
Yeah.
and you can direct your focus towards this show is popular, this series is popular. What are some of your findings for Singapore? I see that obviously the Korean stuff is extraordinarily popular. Mm. Is that what you're finding? What are the big hits for you in Singapore?
In Singapore, like I mentioned earlier, our Singapore viewers' taste is actually very diverse.
Yeah. Mm.
So they veer from Hollywood to Korean, which is why, other than the titles I mentioned earlier, there's another upcoming Korean title that I really want everyone to catch. It's called Blood Free. It's like a controversy drama series about a company who comes up with like lab-grown meats. So it's very, very interesting, political as well. And then back to your question, Neil. I think Singaporeans, what they are looking for is convenience.
Mm. Yeah.
Right? They want convenience, they want variety, and a quality, good content, which is, you know, what we can provide them.
We've got a request from one of our listeners. Can Disney Plus bring The Amazing Race back? His family were hooked on it, and I think it's been taken off ever since, is it right? The Amazing Race?
I'm not sure if there are plans to bring it back, but I'll definitely bring this to my content team.
Great.
There you go.
Great.
Well,
there we go.
They're obviously watching it, which is the most important thing.
Come, guys, send us your way. What else do you want to see on Disney Plus? We'll put in a request.
Right. I'll give you the final word, Rachel. Why should families come down to Vivo City Atrium this weekend?
You know what? The best way to experience the event is when you get there, pick up an activity booklet. And I was there this week. I saw a lot of visitors doing that. And when you walk around the entire event, the booklet will direct you to figure out Easter eggs and fun facts that you may not have seen if you didn't have the booklet. And at the end of the entire event, if you complete the entire booklet, you can actually walk away with very amazing prizes, including a 7-day free trial if you want to.
Wow.
Fantastic. Families, what are you waiting for? Get down to the Vivo City Atrium this weekend. Take part in the interactive pop-up event called The Disney Plus Home, A Story for Everyone. That's on this weekend. Rachel Fong, Head of Marketing at Walt Disney, thank you very much for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at audio.sg or download the audio app. That's AWEDIO, audio at the App Store and Google Play.